USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Not just a tweet. This time, President Trump releases a video on Twitter where he discusses several issues, including the murder of a 20-year-old Iowa college student, Molly Tibbetts, allegedly by an illegal immigrant. The president saying that murder shows the need for stricter immigration laws.
We need the wall. We need our immigration laws changed. We need our border laws changed. We need Republicans to do it because the Democrats aren't going to do it.
Christian Rivera, the illegal immigrant suspects charged with first-degree murder. Tibbetts had gone missing in Brooklyn, Iowa over a month ago. Her body was found on Tuesday. ISIS claims responsibility for a knife attack in Paris this morning that leaves one person dead and four people injured. The attacker was shot and killed by police. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
On Tuesday, President Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, pleaded guilty to 8 felonies. In an exclusive interview airing on Fox and Friends this morning, the president was asked to comment on his relationship with Cohen.
Well, he was a lawyer for me for one of many. They always say the lawyer, and then they like to add the fixer. Well, I don't know if he was a fixer. I don't know where that term came from, but he's been a lawyer for me, didn't do big deals, did small deals. Not somebody that was with me that much. You know, they make it sound like I didn't live without him. I understood Michael Cohen very well. Turned out he wasn't a very good lawyer, frankly. But he was somebody that was probably with me for about 10 years. And I would see him sometimes.
They're preparing for the worst in Hawaii. Hurricane Lane is headed for the Big Island as a Category 4 storm with winds of over 145 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
The name of Washington, D.C. Cardinal Donald Wuerl is being removed from a Catholic high school in Pennsylvania after a damning grand jury report details decades of abuse in the Catholic Church. It mentions Wuerl as someone who'd allowed accused priests to be reassigned to different parishes as part of a cover-up when he served as the Bishop of Pittsburgh from 1988 through 2006. Wildfire smoke in the western U.S. causing a lot of problems ranging from health concerns to canceled airline flights, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Air quality advisories have been posted across the Pacific Northwest due to fires in the United States and Canada, many of which are still uncontrolled. Ash and smoke from the flames have impacted the air quality in many communities. Redding, California, that was devastated by the car fire, has seen 3 straight weeks of unhealthy air. Other areas in the West are also seeing smoky, hazy skies, like Oregon, Colorado, Idaho, and Utah. EPA researchers have noted between hospital admissions, emergency room visits, and premature deaths, wildfire smoke exposure can cost the U.S. between $11 billion and $20 billion per year.
And e-cigarette users are twice as likely to have a heart attack as people who don't smoke, according to a new University of California San Francisco study. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.